This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. On November 20th, longtime Atlanta civil rights leader Reverend C.T. Vivian received the nation's highest civilian honor, the Presidential Medal of Freedom, from President Barack Obama in a ceremony at the White House. Dr. Vivian was a close colleague of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., but he was active in the struggle for equal rights before his collaboration with Dr. King. In part two of our conversation in his home, I asked Dr. Vivian whether he felt either fear or anger during a famous incident in which he faced down the infamous Alabama sheriff, Jim Clark.
Never. I felt sorry for Clark, which was one of the most important things about our movement. We trained in nonviolence for almost a year before we got started, right? So that when we moved, that's not how we thought. We didn't think about revenge. We didn't think about striking back. We thought about changing. Huh? See, somebody has got to convert white America, right? Is that the Christian church didn't do it, right? At least the Christian church as we've known it. So this is one reason we have a Southern Christian Leadership Conference, right? Is because there had to be an interpretation of the Gospels, and there had to be an interpretation of Jesus in the Scriptures that would not even allow that as an understanding that you can be Christian and a racist at the same time. We were trying to get them to understand, right, that if you're going to have values that live up to what you say are values, you can't be a racist. You cannot be hateful. This is why there was a difference between members of the movement under Martin King and some other members of the movement under a different kind of understanding.
Do you think you're receiving the Presidential Medal of Freedom in some way verified what you believed, not to you certainly, because you already did, but to the rest of the country?
Yeah. One of the great things about Martin, he changed the nation. There's not an institution in America that hasn't been changed by the civil rights movement under Martin. Never has there been such a great change in a great power as happened under Martin in this country.
You've talked a lot about how important Dr. King was in putting all this together. But what was your role as you look back on it? What do you think you contributed that made such a difference?
I was into nonviolent direct action years before. See, the important thing that we have to see there is that it was his strategy was nonviolent direct action. And we who shared it together and was willing to learn it or willing to abide by it, right, were those that were making the change, you see. And the world now has learned that the real change has to come through our understanding each other's humanity.
President Obama at one point quoted Dr. King as saying that you were the greatest preacher that ever lived. Yeah. Did the president say that to you at the White House, and what was it like being backstage with all those people?
He did. In fact, we were going to do a march. In fact, he said it at the church before we left for the march, and then as he was giving a speech, and then he said it again as we began the march, right? And I didn't say anything myself.
This was Dr. King at the time you're saying that?
No,
President Obama?
Yeah, Obama, when he was running for office, yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, I didn't say anything. I didn't respond.
Then what is the future of SCLC? You are the president now. It has to move forward into the future after a time of, let's face it, great deal of turmoil in the leadership, a lot of questions about whether it should even continue.
That's precisely right. We have proved that it is continuing, will continue, and nonviolence is a need for our world.
Where does SCLC fit into that?
SCLC is it. There is not another organization in the African American community that is nonviolent, right? Don't do violence, but that doesn't mean they are nonviolent. We claim nonviolence, right, as the only way to create the new society, a new, continue to create and recreate a new and noble and worthy and just society.
Reverend C.T. Vivian, president of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference and a recent recipient of the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Dr. Vivian, thank you so much for giving us this time. It's been an honor.
Oh, thank you, my friend. Thank you.